Order, what's that? This is the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. My brother and me, I finally sit down and shoot the shit with him. We have a good time. Car trips, road trips, kids and all. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at maniacalmenace.com or maniacalmenace on Instagram. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? Welcome back to another goddamn episode. Tell me a joke. The guideline to chase the dream. Today with me, it's on the Roadcast podcast, all you jokers out there. I got my broski. I got my brother with me, Kevin Smith.
How y'all doing?
What's happening?
All right.
Man, how's everything?
Everything sucks, but
shit
is great. It's always great to be alive,
which is a good thing.
And these fucking kids is loud in the back.
They're pretty rambunctious.
Like they was quiet the entire fucking time.
Until now.
Now they want to make all kinds of noise. See, that's kind of like an introduction that I got. Who kids?
Not the kids here. A good amount of kids.
Yes.
I saw your side is pop up on the game.
Adorable. Just adorable.
Wait, Daddy,
you
was on live.
Yes, I'm on live right now. I'm doing a radio show. So you can't ask me questions. I can answer you after the radio show. Okay.
Dead ass. Yeah. Oh, man. So basically, First off, let me start off. I've been asking this question to everybody when we first come on here. Since this is Tell Me a Joke, what type of joker do you feel like?
What kind of joker?
What type of joker? Like, which joker do you feel like?
Which
joke? Which phase of joker do you feel you could be? Mark Hamill Joker. You could be the fucking Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
I'm the fucking drugged up Heath Ledger.
Good old Heath.
I thought you meant like what kind of joker would I be?
Oh no! Like the actual Joker.
Oh
yeah, nah, I mean, that's good. I feel like the first Joker. I feel like the Jack Nicholson Joker right now.
Oh,
I feel kind of mellow.
Okay.
You know, just kind of
wasn't the first Joker.
Not the first Joker, but the, you know,
the first movie Joker.
The first movie Joker. There you go. That's how I feel. But yeah, man, what I like to talk about is it's whatever, really. Whatever comes to mind. But for the dreamers out there, what did you want to do?
What did I want to do?
Yeah. Like, growing up, what was your thing that you wanted to do? Was it always the Family Guy, or did you?
I was going to be a veterinarian until our little brother came. And that got me into, because I was always watching him all the time and shit. So, that got me into, I want kids mode.
Ah.
But, it was always a plan that I was only going to have two kids, but I got way more than two kids.
You was a plan that you was gonna have two?
Yeah. I was gonna have a boy and a girl. That's why my boy and my girl already had them names.
That is something. Yeah, you already have names picked out. That, like, how far?
I had a girl. She got her name that I already had since I was in high school. Got
since
a boy.
High school.
Got the name that I already had since high school.
That is. Well, basically, that's like you've completed goals. You've completed tasks on your list to your goals.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to have mine at the same times that Daddy had us.
Oh, at the same age?
Yeah, I didn't want to go past his age.
Oh, yeah? I never thought of it that way. Like, I know I'm not going to have kids till I'm old. Unless a bitch get me. But I don't think she's going to get me, because it's going to ruin the joke. If somebody, I can't be pulling out on time if I slip up in somebody, so, you know.
See, yeah, I don't recall how old he was when they had Sam. But I think he was almost 40.
Close to it. It's weird to imagine Dad as like a 36-year-old.
Because I think he had me at 25.
At 25, right. It's still weird to imagine him as a 36-year-old.
So he had you at 30. I'm 13 years older than Sam, so...
When he was 36, I was 6.
25 and 13 is 38. He was 38 when he had Sam.
Huh.
So his last one was at 38.
Well, that's not a bad age.
I'm 2 ahead.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, congrats on the bad timing. but you know, the dreams do. Like, has this like stopped you from any of your dreams? Basically, this is kind of how you wanted your life to go.
I was gonna be a veterinarian,
but you can still be a veterinarian.
No. Going to be no fucking veterinarian. You know how many goddamn medical practices you need to learn to be a fucking veterinarian?
Well, I don't know. Wayne's a veterinarian.
Wayne is not a veterinarian. Wayne is a fucking... He's like the veterinary assistant. He's like the nurse to the... No, Wayne is not a veterinarian.
Huh.
That is a whole lot of schooling that you got to go to do that shit. You are basically a doctor, but you have to know how to work on different species of shit.
I mean,
but real doctors still shit on you. I bet you work on cats. I save humans. Just sit down.
That is true. So, you wanted to be a veterinarian.
Yeah.
What seemed like it hindered you from becoming a vet?
Pussy. It was pussy.
Oh, did you eat this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when I got to school and realized that, they got this thing called pussy, started getting that, I was like, really don't want to fucking do this schooling shit no more.
No.
I mean, because most of the shit, it felt like that I knew it. I don't want to be here.
School really wasn't for me. I really hated school, even though I did pretty well at it. But once I got to school, and then especially in college, I just did it because Dad didn't want me to go. He didn't want me to go into the Air Force, so I was like, fuck it. Well, the Marines. Wanted to follow in your footsteps, just going to the Marines. It was a big brother complex, basically. Everything you did, I wanted to do.
I just did it because it was supposedly hard. Because after I was like, I ain't gonna be a vet. Like, I wanna go and fucking murder people.
Huh.
So, went to join the fucking military. But you got to take the ASVAB. Went and took the ASVAB at school and did too good on it. So the fucking recruiter wouldn't let me go to fucking recon to be fucking, yeah, he wouldn't put me as a grunt. Yeah. They made me become an electrician.
I did real well on the ASVAB. And boo boo people kept calling the house. I was like, Dad, I don't want to do none of this shit. So Dad picked up the phone and was like, yes, please stop calling my house. And I was like, whoa, that's all you needed to do? Well, that's cool. And they stopped. They never called since then. They never called from then on. I was like, wow, Dad, all right. I ain't never, you know. There's a few times where I had to see where I got to see Dad actually nut the fuck up or get, like, stern to somebody else to, like, protect me. It's very, very rare that I saw, because, you know, we was always kind of doing our own thing, so we never had to have that happen. But those very few moments where, you know, I was like, oh, shit, nigga, super dad, you know?
Man, Dad is stunning on a nigga at motherfucking, at my boot camp graduation. He walking around this motherfucker in his dress uniform with this fruit salad on his chest of ribbons.
Yeah.
And we go and sit down in the child hall and we eating, I think it was breakfast time. Yeah, I think we was eating breakfast before we was flying back home. And it was me, Dad, and Marilyn. And we eating. And they got some fucking Marines behind us in the booth behind us. Talking all reckless about what they fucking did last night, how they getting pussy this and doing that. And then Dad was just like, hey, I have my family here. And they look, oh, sorry, sir. Like, man, this dude's not a sir. But because y'all ignorant motherfuckers don't know Air Force rank, because you didn't fucking study that part, we had to fucking know what the different fucking ranks was for the different damn branches. That's Everybody awesome. Was calling them sir. Because in boot camp, when you're walking around, they say, if you don't fucking know what rank it is, you think it's an officer, you better fucking stop and salute.
So everybody stop and salute like they Japanese, huh?
Yeah. And like, you gotta, if he's walking by, well, not him, because he's not a fucking officer. But they was thinking that he was an officer. So when he's walking by, it doesn't matter what the fuck you doing, where you going, you have to stop, come to attention, and salute. And you cannot stop saluting until this nigga
acknowledges
you, or continues to walk past and just like, man, fuck you, and don't look at you. And when his back is to you, then you can go on about your business.
Oh man, that goddamn military life.
It was fucking awesome.
That is.
I'm thinking I'm like one of the only people that thinks that fucking boot camp was like big nigga summer camp.
That's why I've always wanted to go. I just wanted to go do an obstacle course. I still, well, not anymore. Like, since I'm older now, I don't want to do all that climbing and shit. I've gotten lazy. You know, fuck all that, nigga. I've acquired a skill set of being able to do a one-arm pull-up with both arms, finally. I give myself a little hop before I do it.
Do you do it with a free hand?
Yeah, without grabbing the other arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the sway motion and everything. I'm able to do it like once. And then like with the left hand, I'm really good with it. With the right hand, it's I don't know why.
Do you kip like a CrossFitter to do it?
No. I just give it a little bounce, a little jump up. Like I grab it, I just barely just hop off the ground. And the rest of the way is just a pull up. I can't, not a chin up. A chin up. So you notice that my hand's the other way. The back of my hand's facing like outside. Not a pull up. I can't do a pull up yet.
A pull up is overhand?
Yeah. I can't do it like
that.
What the
fuck? I didn't know there was a goddamn difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two hands, I bang them out anyway.
Two hands are done. Yeah. But, you know, fucking.
When I went to the military, I did my shit fucking, I did pull-ups.
Which is the way to go.
Not pull-ups.
Chin-ups.
Chin-ups, where you, chin-ups is like this?
Chin-ups the other way. chin-ups is with your like this. With the back of your hands, yeah.
No.
Back of your hands facing.
I did pull-ups.
Yeah.
And then I think I switched to fucking chin-ups when I started getting tired. All we had to do was 20. I think I did like 26.
One time when I knew that dad was like really amazing was when I remember for some reason somebody when he was dropping me off to go to get to go catch the bus so I can go to school, he would drop me off by one of my friends' house in the morning. I would go by them and I would just wait there and I would catch the bus with them. It was very weird, but you know, it worked out. And I remember one time I went over there and nigga had to get an ass whooping in the morning. I was like, damn, son, you got an ass whooping before school? It's like, what, your dad just got home or something? Like, how is you getting the ass whooping now? And like, why do you get an ass whooping when I get here? And nigga, don't try to play it off before breakfast. Nigga, I see you wiping your face. You just got an ass whooping. You already said hey to me and you gonna come say what's up when you coming through the door again? No, nigga, I know what just happened. But, nigga.
Because he was stunting. He was stunting before you got there.
A little bit.
Yeah, stunning on his fucking parents. And then, because he knew that you was coming over, like, ah, they ain't gonna fucking do nothing. Kyle about to come over here. Stun on these motherfuckers right quick.
You got that quick whooping in the morning.
Hey, did you brush your teeth, man? Fuck you and them teeth. What?
He got that quick ass whooping in the morning. But they had a Doberman pincher sitting on this porch. And it was very weird. I did not see the Doberman. And as I stepped out the car, I guess the Doberman got out and was like, he had fun all night and was like, fuck it, I'm about to go sit back on the porch. And then he was just sitting there. And I got out the car and I kind of stumbled a little bit. And then I saw him, he reared up and he got up and I was like, oh shit. And I was like, daddy. And dad was like, just get out the car. I was like, get out the car? I'm not about to get out the car. Like, there's a dog right here. There's a big dog right here. He is standing up my size, daddy. I got this big ass turtle book sack on right now. I am not gonna escape from this dog. So I backed up and I opened the back door and I tried to slide back in. He was like, no. Get out the car, Kyle. And I was like, alright. So I get out the car, dog gets up, motherfucker runs halfway towards me, nigga. I don't know what my dad does, but apparently he comes around the car so fast, son. I think he came through the car, through where the door was open, and nigga, he fucking snarled at this dog so hard. He was like, what you doing? Stop. And I was like, oh, shit, what? And like, he commanded the dog, and like, dog went back and sat down and shit. Like, he made it, he was like, you, go ahead. Go on now. He's like, all right, Kyle, go ahead, go inside. I was like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, nigga, can you speak to dogs? I was like, the motherfucker was about to eat me, son. The motherfucker was about to eat me. He stopped it in his track. Grandpa did some shit like that. I seen
with them
Grandpa
dogs
do some
next
shit
door.
Like, yeah. Badass dog. I was like, wow. I mean, that was some biblical shit.
I was going to shoot them dogs one day.
It was some badass dogs.
It was one night we went over there, and I was going to shoot them dogs. It was me and Siobhan went over there to the house. And this dog came from underneath the motherfucking bushes. I was like, all right, I'm about to show you. I went and got my gun cocked it and everything. Grandpa came out, like, don't do that. And then he yelled at them fucking dogs. Then yelled at the lady next door.
That's something else. Man, you ain't gonna get grandpas like that no more. It's gonna be very few. Babe.
I mean, somebody will catch you on camera and then they'll be mad. Because if the dog attack you and then you uppercut the fuck out this dog, they're gonna be like, oh my God.
It's a strange world we live in now.
Be like, but y'all would be all sad and shit because, you know, if this dog ate me the fuck up, then y'all would be like, oh, he was so great of a person. This didn't have to happen. But if I uppercut the dog, I'm the fucking devil. Because I stop him from biting the fuck out of me. Let me see your lighter.
This whole little journey that I've been taking, what do you think about it?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, what do you think?
I can only think about it what you tell me. And I, from hearing the jokes, you telling me that, oh, that, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it is sucky. Like, I mean, they have it. It has its good moments, but nah, man. Basically, most of the shit is like, it's like, this isn't fun. It's not fun. Like, I've been having the most fun out here. Now, we headed to Texas. I got something lined up as soon as the next day when I get there. But that's just from being funny, though. You know, I haven't had to send a tape in or nothing like that.
And you gotta send tapes into
out in LA. That's what they need you. If I'm not getting up on the stages out there, that's the only way that I'm gonna be able to like make any type of movements. Is if I fucking, you know, start emailing and sending tapes in, which I need to do. But I was waiting to get my website back up. But you know, these niggas already know. After most of this shit is out, they're gonna understand. Nigga, I got fucking payday loans on top of payday loans. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get finances straight. Nigga, this is the most debt I have ever been in. As soon as I get out there, nigga, it just starts with the here. Take all this debt, like you just got out of fucking college. Sally May calling. That's what it's like. It's just, it's way too much hardship right now for a nigga to be like happy and want to do any type of entertainment, really. You know, but I'm trying to make do. I wish I didn't have. I don't want to work anymore, basically. I don't want to do that, but I need something to be lucrative. Shit needs to pop off, and I know it's not going to pop off. I just need to suck it up. I mean, I don't mind working. The company that I work for, yeah, they really on some strict shit, but, you know, they like me. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm the only nigga that's out there with this whole family of Mexicans. And, you know, they want to keep me there, and they want to see me progress, but they also want me to learn more. And I'm like, fuck that, I ain't reading, you know. So, yeah, I'm content where I'm at, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna start pushing the fact that, oh yeah, we want you to try to progress more. You know, they we had a little meeting where they wanna start, you know, taking tests for people to get raises and shit. I already got to the point to where I don't need to. I got my raise before this shit happened, so I kind of lucked out on that note. But they want niggas to fucking have a little quiz before you can go on to your next round to show how much you learned and shit. And it's like, oh man, I hate tests. I hate school. The only reason I went to school was because, you know, I didn't go to the military. It was either that or, nigga, you gotta go somewhere. So I was like, alright. And drop that shit. I don't know how far. My school time is hazy. Like, 2 years, I'm assuming, and I'm pretty sure I got enough credits to probably, like, I only need a few more credits and then I can maybe graduate with a normal degree. But, you know, I'm like, fuck it. I definitely don't want to deal with it anymore. Plus, what's it going to help?
Nothing. Like, what you going to get?
Nothing. It's not going to help shit at this point in time. Now, I've learned a skill that's maybe surpassed anything that I've learned in school. And I haven't learned shit from school. I mean, I've learned shit in school, which is nice. But the shit that I do now, you know, all these words that I know now, most of the time I don't know where they come from. Sometimes they just come out of nowhere. You remember on Heroes, when the nigga that take heroin, and then he paint a picture?
Yeah.
His eyes glow and shit, and just shit comes out, and he's able to predict the end of the world and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how these words come. It's like, oh, shit. Like, I just start writing, and like, eventually, nigga, words come, and I'm like, I don't know where it come from. Nigga, I be having to look it up. because I mean, I think I know what it means. I think I know what it means, but I don't really know what it means. So I go fucking look it up, and I'm like, oh shit, I guess I was right. Fits perfectly. Yeah. So, you know, this dream chasing ain't easy. It ain't easy. There's so many things that can hinder. That can hinder you from wanting to be where you want to be, you know? Just like this veterinary thing was a dream, but it never happened.
No.
Never happened. Dad always wanted to fucking... What was Dad's, like, big dream? I think he always wanted to be, like, a painter or an artist.
I don't know. Did you know he was in a fucking...
band?
Yeah, he was in
your
a
mom?
No.
He's in another band.
Yeah. With,
yeah. That, he, with his, what did he play? He played the drums.
With his singing group.
Well, he did that at church as well. He did that.
He sang at church?
Yeah, he sang at church. He was one of the lead singers at church. But, yeah. He played the drums as an instrument, right? Did Dad ever play the bass?
Mom just played the bass.
Did he did he play the guitar or something like that? Jesus Christ, this is
so sketchy.
Sketchy. I don't like this at all.
Next to this so stupid ass concrete
put
wall.
Put you in a goddamn bark gauntlet in here with the 18-wheelers doing what they want. The 18-wheelers just stay in the back. You don't skip nobody, sir. Not when we're in this fucking...
Yeah, this motherfucker...
Sonic the Hedgehog tunnel.
In a goddamn DeLorean.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, I think Dad wanted to be a painter. But I don't know if... He accidentally had us. I don't think any of us were accidents.
No, like back then, there wasn't no money in that shit.
No,
he said
wasn't.
He couldn't go be a starving artist. Cause I used to ask him, like, man, why don't you go out there and be in the French Quarter, drawing pictures and stuff? He was like, man, you know how fast them dudes draw them pictures.
Can't do that now. Oh yeah, that's true.
He said, I can't draw the that fast. And them dudes out there every day.
Every day.
They're not making that much money.
Not at all.
That's why they call them starving artists.
Yeah. This is a different round. It's a different era now. Like, these motherfuckers be go from starving to, like, wealthy. It's like, Jesus. Over some dumb shit.
Because it's all about who say they're going to buy it. They would buy it for what? Like if somebody important says, oh, I would buy that shit for like $500 million. That's the price tag that they put on that motherfucker and they go up to auction with it.
That's terrible.
The value of that shit is relative to motherfuckers saying that the shit is valuable.
I would say so.
Like at fucking whose wedding was that? Lawrence? That was in that little gallery shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Lawrence.
Like, motherfucker had a photograph of a piece of toast.
Oh, yeah.
On the fucking, like, a black background or some shit. That shit was $15,000. Like, what the fuck? Who said that that's
$15,000? Says that should be $15,000. That's very weird. I mean, Dad was looking at some, when we was out. Out in Texas, out of one of the museums in Texas, and we was looking at some of the artwork and stuff on there. We was like, man, we could draw this. We could definitely do this, paint this, and get this much money for this. You charging this much for this? It's like, wow. I mean, it's not even. It doesn't even look like any talent has been put in it, or any effort. It's just brush strokes on a canvas.
But somebody said that shit was valuable.
But this one person did. I don't know.
And then if you keep coming out with buku valuable pieces, that's when you become a known and remembered artist.
I guess that's how I gotta look at my work, but I'm just trying to get shit done. It's so hard to break the barrier. It's like I'm trying to poke through the hymen right now, and it's too tough. So at some point people see me, but at some point they don't. Like my best work.
Who the fuck got a too tough hymen?
Too tough on the hymen. Some people see me, but my best work is when going out and just letting people see me for real. Like, you know, I don't do well on a Tinder, basically. I do well with human interaction, like that. I hate social media. So to wanna try to fit in, I'm gonna have to at least, you know, stick with that. But also, I can't get out as much, so that's going to be my only outlet at this time until I can start traveling more.
You know what, like, because I don't really like all of the fucking social media shit and the posting and all of that shit.
Yeah.
I don't really be fucking with that. I think that's from, like, we've been had computers and shit. Like, we had all kinds of technical shit when we were younger.
Right.
When we were small, we had shit that other people didn't have. Like, we was playing video games before motherfuckers had, like, the regular Nintendo.
Yeah.
We had already moved on to computer games. Playing them fire-ass games on the computer that was looking way better than the fucking Nintendo.
Real techie. Rise of the
Triads. Rise of the fucking Triads on a goddamn computer look way better than, matter of fact, because that shit came out on a Gateway computer, which was around the same time as the regular Nintendo. And then what came after the regular Nintendo? The Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
When the Super Nintendo came out, what was GoldenEye on?
GoldenEye was on 64.
Uh-huh. GoldenEye on the 64 look worse than motherfucking Rise of the Triad.
Yeah, when you look back at it now, definitely.
Yeah.
But
at the time, fucking that fucking GoldenEye on 64.
GoldenEye on motherfucking 64. I would still play that, nigga.
Nigga, get everybody in the fucking room, get the four boxes on the screen.
Oh, what? Let's get it.
Stop looking at my screen, nigga.
Don't look at my screen, nigga. What?
Bitch. The whole screen's here.
Come in this motherfucker with eye job to help everybody. Hey,
that's cheating.
Shooting?
That's cheating.
Who you shooting?
That's cheating. No using
eye. Can't see me.
No using eye job.
You can't see me.
You can't use eye job.
It is fucked up. Eye job was always fucked up. Well, that nigga that always knew where the golden gun was at. It's like, son,
how did you memorize this bullet? This game just came out. No, it didn't.
Like, fuck, good times, man. Fucking the last person that Joe was talking to that makes video games and shit, that made the server for Doom or Quake. Yeah, Quake. Have you heard that one? Have you listened to that podcast yet?
No. You talked to the dude that made the server for Quake?
He still makes games and stuff, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah, fucking these games nowadays, people are getting rich. Man, the billions of dollars that are coming from these Twitch players. Oh my God.
That they're making off of just playing Twitch?
The tournaments and stuff that are being played in like big old domes and shit, and the arenas getting sold out. Who would have fucking thunk it?
Huh? I be seeing that shit on MobDro.
Dude, it's wild, son. It's fucking wild.
I don't never click on it because
I don't want to support it like that. I'm like, no, this can't be. I'm hating.
Like you having a mega Fortnite tournament?
I'm so hating. I shit on Fortnite so much in my head. I don't say much about it, but I fucking can't stand it. I definitely can't stand Fortnite. Like it's a dumbass. It's like Minecraft mixed with goddamn GTA. The fucking game is dumb.
I don't understand. Why am I building?
Why?
Why am I building this house to run away from you, and then you could just come knock it down? But I gotta be quick enough to fucking shoot you before you knock it down. I don't understand. Why we jumping out?
Holes?
Why we jumping out this bus? why every last one of them fucking dances cost $5.
That's wild.
They are making so much money.
So much money. Jesus.
That is like crack to kids.
Hey, man, do y'all.
Fortnite on the phone, Fortnite on the system.
You see where Angry Birds is at? Angry Birds started as a goddamn phone game.
Fortnite was like, man, fuck that.
Angry Birds made it to the movies.
We ain't gonna come out unless everybody can play everybody. They was like, yeah, everybody can play everybody. Nope. I want everybody to play everybody. Like, niggas that's on a computer, niggas that's on the PlayStation, niggas that's on the Xbox One, everybody play everybody. Like, oh,
that's a weird
wait,
lag right there. What? There's got to be so much lag with that. I've heard about that, though. But isn't that... It's got to be real glitchy. It seems like it'd be pretty glitchy, huh?
Why? If they're not... If they're using the same server...
They're all using... Is everybody using the same server?
They would have to be if everybody playing together. They would have to go
no,
all
the
way.
No, but I mean, is PlayStation server the same as the Xbox server? Or are they
going
to route them all to one
they're
server?
They're going to the internet. You're going to a server address. Like, the video game has the servers that they maintain for that shit. That's why I like the older things of Call of Duty. You can't go play, like, the multiplayer on that shit. I don't think they had the servers up. Or, like, what was the first Call of Duty that had that multiplayer internet shit? Like, Call of Duty 5 or something like that? You can't go play Call of Duty 5 right now on the fucking... But the new PlayStation coming out is supposed to be able to let you play 1, 2, 3, and 4 games in it. The PlayStation 5?
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Who the fuck still got PlayStation 1 games?
I know somebody that still got their old PlayStation game. Well, I mean, you can still go get them then. If you go to a retro store or some shit like that. Or you can order them offline.
Surely fuck can. Niggas gonna bring back all them fucking old ass games.
That'll be cool. Or put them all on one disc.
Nigga, Jane in the Jungle was shitting on motherfucking Mario.
Jane in the Jungle was the shit.
Shitting on Mario.
Jill the Jungle Girl. That was my shit. Fucking goddamn, there was only so many fucking computer games that I played. And that was definitely one of them. Wacky Races.
Wacky fucking Races, man.
I missed that fucking... That disc
had so much shit on it.
So many games on it. So many goddamn independent games.
Nigga, you had to load that bitch onto the computer.
Oh my God,
and then
so
had
long.
To put the fucking
it took
disc
so
in.
Fucking so right. It wasn't like a two disc. Didn't you have to like load up one disc first and then put that disc in and then you gotta cross your fingers and hope that the shit worked?
Man, some of them fucking things didn't work.
Did not work. Man, you'd have to go into the fucking... You'd have to actually... They were like little files. You'd have to go find the files and then pull the files up and then double-click on the files just to play the game. It was so much to do that.
See, they had a basketball game on that bitch. I could never figure out how to fucking play that motherfucker. Double Dribble was shitting on that basketball game. I'd get that to fucking Nintendo. Even though you look back at Double Dribble now, be like, ugh, we was entertained by this.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, pretty shitty.
Nigga, I die on fucking, World 2, 3 on Mario. That's all I could get. The old school Mario, like Mario 1.
Yeah.
Dying. I can't rock the turtle no more. Like... I don't even understand how to make this block man move.
No,
how the fuck did I just racistly call this fucking blob an Italian? Like, how the fuck did we know that? From that little blob that was on the screen. Huh. We're just like, oh, that's a fucking Italian man. Because subliminally, they had the nigga drawn on the side of the fucking arcade machine.
Yeah.
So when they gave it to you on the box, hey, look. No, because the first
Italian's
Mario
plumbers,
box
though?
Was that. Huh?
Are a lot of Italians plumbers?
I don't know.
I don't
know what the
Italians
fuck.
Italians plumb. Do they Do they even take it?
Where the fuck did that even come from? That day it was just two Italian plumbers.
Yeah. It's very strange.
But that shit was popular. It had a motherfucking cartoon, a movie.
Why did they make the Koopas look like the Koopas?
I have no idea.
I was like, why did you change the Koopas and not make them... I mean, it's... You already made them a far-fetched looking creature.
And then why you give them these little tiny-ass heads?
Right.
Why you give them the fucking regular...
That's dumb. Why did he... I mean, it was cool nonetheless. But still, like... Fuck would you totally go the opposite? That didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to me. I was like, this is not what I expected.
From the fucking Mario Brothers.
And then Bowser. I mean.
Just a fucking grown man.
Grown man with cornrows. Three cornrows in his head. So what we gonna do?
But I think that was just his head.
Yeah. He had like the alien head. But it was branded back with a hive.
But that movie was in the Saturday morning Auntie Margie rotation though.
Yeah. Those are good mornings. Get you a squeeze it out the freezer. Out the fridge.
Go get you a squeeze.
There's a secret fridge in the back.
That was underneath the bar?
Yeah.
Now that you've grown, you know that was nothing but mixers in there?
Nothing but the mixers.
All that alcohol that was on top of the bar.
Niggas is getting fucked up. Adults are getting fucked up. Oh man, you know how exciting it is to find porn and to find uncles or fucking or father's porn. I never found dad's porn, but to find Uncle Waffle's porn, just so much of his porn. It's like this is what you like. You like amateur shit, and I think that flipped the screw or a switch in my head to be like, hey nigga, you like amateur shit. It's all like just bush shaving, you know, curly pubes. Oh, this is an old VHS. This is a shoulder mount.
You said fuck all the theatrics.
Yeah, nah, fuck all that. Fucking. Yeah.
I want two people fucking.
That's it. Amateur. Man, you just met her, he just met him. Oh, awkward tension.
I don't mean no story.
Nope. Look, no backstory. This is just what's about to happen. This nigga's gonna be here filming with the shoulder mount.
It had to be a shoulder mount back then.
With the loud zooms.
You got a fucking piece on your shit that actually moves in and out.
Yeah, this is what I like. This is grimy. You think you can smell everything?
You can.
Like
you can smell that room through your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, ah. And everything is sticky.
So sticky. That's what I'm like. That was his preference. He wanted that fucking raunchy shit. It's like, well, nothing classy around here. All on VHSs.
Sitting back there on a fucking...
On a recliner.
On a recliner.
In the middle of the room. The middle of the fucking room. You know how gross that is?
Every time a nigga came over, we had to move that bitch over in the corner. Get over there by the radio. By the stereo and shit. And then push the sofa that was
that was in the back.
By that back. Was that a sliding door?
That was a sliding door.
Sliding door that don't nobody used. Because they used to always use the side door.
Yeah.
That's where they used to let Max out. Max would come out of his place. And Max go, oh. Somebody up? Hey, come see. Back here in the back. Ha ha, the door. I can need to pee.
I gotta pee.
Go let Max out. He go run in the back. Yes, I'm outside. I'm peeing. And then he come back to the door. Hey.
I'm done.
Hey. Need to come inside. Oh, fucking husky. It is hot.
Akita.
Need to come inside. What?
Akita.
That's what it was?
Uh-huh. Fucking all white.
That's still a fucking wintry dog.
Yeah, that was a beautiful dog. Boy, oh boy. Nigga, that chair, I come to think of it now, like I never thought of it then, but now, nigga, that chair had to have been very disgusting. Very disgusting. Like, really thinking about that hard now.
Because like, that motherfucking recliner was right there in front of that TV.
In front of the TV, and sometimes they would already have the goddamn pornos in the VHS, in the VCR already.
You had to take that bitch out to pop in the tape that got Best of the Best on it.
Ooh,
the fucking American Ninja.
Or the Last Dragon. Nigga. Nigga had all the movies. That's why I collect movies now, because of that nigga.
Be like, what? It's lunchtime? You got them chickens? Yeah, go downstairs. Go downstairs
Tyson's
in the motherfucking
breast.
Basement.
Ooh, that basement motherfucking
house in New Orleans got a goddamn basement.
Got a goddamn basement.
Go down in the basement, down there in that freezer. Got that mesquite barbecue. Pop that bitch in the motherfucking microwave. Bring it back there to the back. Get another squeeze.
Look at that little fucking Tyson chicken. I always had like a little hard tendon in the middle somewhere.
It did.
Why? Because
that was cheap ass chicken.
That always fucked me up. I'm like, I don't want to hit the tendon. It was like getting a baby in a king cake. I'm like, I know I'm going to hit this tendon somewhere. I just don't want it. I hate it.
You would look at that bitch in a certain piece and be like, is that a tendon? Oh no, that's a crispy part. That's a crispy part.
And you can never tell where was the tendon at until you just chew into it and be like, motherfucker. That's for niggas that eat gristle. Gristle is not my thing. I hate fucking gristle. God damn.
Like, why? See, that's what I'm saying. Well, why is you eating gristle? I understand that it tastes good, but if I sprinkle some sugar on some shit, would you eat that shit too?
The mushy texture, the consistency is gonna be.
Now, see, sad. if you take the bone gristle out or something, and then you boil that shit into a soup, and I get the broth, maybe I'll do that shit.
Might be a little different.
But I'm not just chewing on this bone, getting the motherfucking gristle out.
It's real hard chewing.
We are not motherfucking slaves no more.
Chewy substance.
I could go right there to the store and buy me another motherfucking steak.
Definitely gonna podcast with Dad now. I'm gonna try to get Rising on and Sam. I think I'm gonna try to get all of us together. But yeah, try to get it in with everybody. This is gonna be interesting. Just to see, because our livelihood was pretty crazy growing up. You know, I've explained all this in the beginning and shit, how we was raised. You know. I don't think they know I was punished a lot. I don't think I've told them how often I was punished. Nigga, we were a family that got punished. Old school punished?
Old school punished. Did hard time upstairs in my room. You heard me?
Nigga, don't come out, nigga, until it's time to eat. And then when you finish eating, nigga, go back to your room. No TV. You can listen to the radio if you got one. But other than that, nigga, you hit the books.
Nigga, I held it down from winter to winter, you heard me?
Yeah.
doing hard time in the room.
Years of solitary in their own house. Bitch, go to your room. That's a true.
Like, oh, nigga, you want to go outside? Go out there and cut the grass. You better not talk to nobody.
Nobody. Hard time.
Oh, it's your turn to do the dishes. Better not look over here at this fucking TV. Hurry up and do the dishes. And go your ass back to the room.
You know what that made me as I got older, like, I don't mind being alone. Like, it doesn't bother me to be by myself.
Yeah, you got the fucking, you done already got accustomed to it.
Yeah, like, this doesn't bother me. I know what to do in this time of need right now. And since I am by my, I know what to do to entertain myself or to go, to keep myself from boredom or to go from going insane, you know? This ain't nothing for me. I have been bred to go dolo.
Nah, I don't have that.
You've gone through some worse shit. Like, yeah, I'm claustrophobic, but nigga, you've been put in solitary.
Yeah.
Like, these four walls, solitary.
Yeah.
Like, that's different. I couldn't now, especially now.
Yeah,
nigga,
now.
I'm freaked the fuck out.
Back then, I thought I was a tough guy, so I was like, yeah, fuck this shit. I'm gonna do push-ups. That shit got old quick.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I would need some type of companionship or to be able to talk to somebody. Like, it was good to be able to see the people to come back down here and see, like, family and friends. Because being up there by a nigga lonesome, oh my God. It's like, wow. You know, when you really don't have that true, like, family that you came from, Like, it is a different environment. It's a different feel. And I don't care for it. Like, it's like, all right, this is cool. I done it. Like, I can tell people, hey, I did this. But, you know, I'll give it a little longer, but I'm not going to stay for too long. I think, you know, what's a good thing if we do, if I do, because that then wants to come back home. They've talked about this to me before. It was like, they've always said it. You know, you always got, so if that's the case, if I could go, I've always thought of this, but I just always hated doing it. I like Comedy Texas now. It's starting to pop up. But where they're at, it's like very far. But, I mean, still, I drive everywhere out in LA. So, to go to Austin and Dallas and all that, it wouldn't take much. And to hit that scene up would be nice. So if I could go there, save up money, stack up by living with Pops and them again, and then shooting on out just to start traveling more and all that, you know, that could be a good thing.
Out there,
or getting a tiny house.
Out there by their house. On the mountain.
On their property.
Out there by their house to downtown Houston is probably like going from the east to Kenner.
That's about a good 45, depending on traffic.
Yeah,
but see, shit, that in LA, nigga, a 45-minute drive, nigga, there will always be traffic. So that's an hour 30. Anywhere you're going, this nigga, it's going to be far. Well, you're going to be in the car for a while. It's not even that it's that far. You're just going to be
like traffic
driving
is just that
mile.
Fucking bad.
It is, well, nigga, people driving out there is that fucking bad. Their driving is terrible. And you know who's driving what and who's who, because the nice cars are the people that are from there. That's all backed up, though. Like, they real nice, but they all crumpled up on the side and shit. Like, bitch, what'd you hit? You know, but, like, the other cars that aren't from there, you know, the other cars that are, like, semi-nice, those be fucked up. And you understand, it's like, oh, they all edges. Everybody just drives terrible out there. Everybody's in a rush to go somewhere. To the next job and shit.
How fast are y'all going in this traffic?
It's like 75, probably.
What?
Most people are going pretty fast.
75?
I mean,
but it's traffic?
No, how fast is it going in traffic? Oh, that's what you mean. No. The traffic probably go by like 20. You know, yeah. It's at some point, yeah. 20, 30, depending on your area. Depending on the area and how smooth things is going. Most of the time,
oh, so you ain't never got stuck in
because
go stop and go traffic.
Oh, no. There's lots of that happens as well. Lots of stop and go. And again, I'm out there in a stick shift. So, yeah. And when it gets a stick shift with 3 cylinders, okay? It's supposed to be 4 cylinders, but one of them don't work. So, nigga, mountains and hills? Ooh, bitch, I gotta pray to Jesus. I hope that he takes the wheel and the pedal, my nigga, because, I don't get up mountains as well, or hills or inclines. Nigga, inclines, nigga, a sputter starts that. It's terrible.
Wait, stuff. The car that you bought was a stick?
Yeah.
What was it?
It's a Honda. It's an 03 Honda Accord. Engine's fine. I'm pretty sure there's a bone head to ask me.
Why the fuck did you get a stick?
I wanted a stick.
In the hilly place.
Well, yeah, it's not that bad. Nigga, when you go down the hill, nigga, I just put that bitch in neutral. And then just... So...
You save on gas that way?
I guess. I got the percentage. But if I didn't have a stick, nigga, that car wouldn't be able to make it up no hills, I'll tell you that. Because I don't think it'd be able to change the gear.
Why doesn't one of the cylinders work?
It's fucking got a blown gasket. The pressure's out.
You blew the rod?
No, the rod's fine. It's the gasket between the block and the engine. Is the block of the pistons is blown, so there's air escaping. We put a compression test on it, me and the guy next door, the neighbor next door. Shout out Daniel, and we put a compression test on it, and we noticed that they wasn't getting no air to it. So I've done so many things. I've tested a whole bunch of shit. I basically know this engine in and out now. Because oh my God, me and this car, we're still having at it. We're still going at it. Like, I've mentioned this car so many times on this podcast. And yeah, I'm still having at it with being this fucking vehicle. So it eats up fucking gas. And also, nigga, it eats up oil. Like, it just sucks that shit dry. Like, because there's one of the cylinders that's busted, so, you know, combustion in gas is also escaping through one of the cylinders. And that means that all that is getting lost real quick as I'm driving. And so if I can get it fixed, it's probably going to be basically like getting a brand new engine or some shit like that. Not necessarily. It can be fixed, but it's going to cost them. It's going to cost a bit. I can change the gasket by myself, but it's a lot to do.
And you gotta take the whole head of the engine off.
Yeah, which I can, but besides that, on top of that, you need to level the blocks off again, which means like you gotta put a sander to that shit, or you take it to a shop to get serviced. Like, I'm like, I can't do all that, nigga. That's where all the money gets racked up right there, because all of the hours that they got to put in just to fucking fix all that shit, to get all that shit back level and everything, and so there's no leaks. That's why it costs so much. You know, because the part ain't shit. It's just the gasket. Gasket, like, fucking $30. But the fucking, the labor that comes from having to fucking
take that shit apart
and, yeah, put that shit together. Nigga, fucking shop owner, man. People that work at a shop gonna charge as much as they want. $60 an hour. It's like, Jesus fuck, yo. The hell are we doing? I mean, why so much?
You saying $60 an hour? So how many hours is it gonna take you?
It's gonna probably take a few days.
Fuck, what you talking about? You not about to put no 8-hour shift on my shit?
Yeah, that's
$60 an hour on an 8-hour shift.
I don't know how, but I've heard on TV that one of the guys at a restoration shop, he charges $60 an hour. These people might not charge that much, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it's more than 30. I'm pretty sure it's more than 30 an hour.
Hey, guess what? I'm using this thing called fucking YouTube. And I bet y'all figure out how to do it.
No. I know exactly how to do it. YouTube showed me exactly what to do. Fuck that shit, son. I am not that dude. It's a lot. It is a lot. And I'm like, no, man, I ain't got the time. Because then if I got to go get a part, then what I'm going to do? Put my shit back together?
No. That's why I'm a fucking, you know what's wrong with it.
Most people take the whole engine out. They take that bitch out of the car.
Oh, no. A shop needs to do that shit.
Yeah.
I thought you just had to pull it.
Yeah. Well, to level it off, if you got to sand it down, what you going to sand it down inside your car?
What are you sanding down?
You got to sand down the blockhead. The actual block, because there would be gaps in it. There'll be gaps in the little block from warpage. You're only supposed to have so many millimeters of space between you. If you take a leveled ruler, you should only have so many millimeters of space between it, and there shouldn't be any gaps. And if there are gaps, then you gotta either get a whole new head or shave that bitch down, depending on how bad it is. And you gotta do that to both sides. Yeah, I'm like, nah, I can't. I don't know. There's a guy that does it. Like, there's a few people that show you what you gotta do, but it's, nah. I don't feel like doing it. Like, I probably have all the time in the world to do it, but I definitely do not feel like doing that. Like, I've done so much to this car. Like, I've done a lot to it. But that right there, you know, I even bought the parts to even go ahead and do it. I ran to this other guy that fucking worked on it. He said some other shit. And I was like, oh, this new shit out of here. Fuck this, nigga. I went and brought them parts back. I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's way too much to have to do. So I'm going to just save up and bring that bitch to the shop and see what's up. It's going to be my... And it's either I do that or... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really sure. This is another process of the journey here, you know? It ain't been easy. It's still fucking me over. And I'm trying to figure out what is the more lucrative option I can take.
That's why
the
most
lucrative option I can take.
That's why you're getting discouraged?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah,
but
I'm trying to become
broke. You know the process. You knew the process before you went out there.
Yeah.
So you knew that...
I didn't expect all these other stipulations, though. Like, all these other fucking mishaps and shit that was happening. Like, that I wasn't prepared for. Now I gotta make up money to make up for that money that I have to spend on that. Like, I can't even stack up because I have to make sure that this is complete and working now so I can get to the place to make money. Yeah, so... That's the fucked up situation right there. That's what's making it a lot. It's making it real difficult to actually be happy about the places that I get to, you know, hoping that I don't have to get my car jumped when I get there. I think it was just a loose connection, but most of the places
I go to,
if I had to get my car jumped, people don't like to be polite or be courteous enough to be like, yeah, I'll give you a hand. Yeah, and for motherfuckers immediately say, oh, I ain't got no jumper cables. No, nigga, I got jumper cables. I just need assistance. I just need your vehicle. That's it. I had a nigga drive off on me one time. The whole Mexican, nigga, fucking got back to his truck on the good foot. Nigga, hop, skip, and jumped in that bitch. I was like, yo, amigo! Nigga, took the fuck off. I was like, oh shit. The disrespect. So, you know. So
it happened more than once?
What? See, that people denied
help. No, that you needed a jump.
Yeah. Yeah, this happened often. Like, cause at one point in time, I don't know what was going on with it. I thought it might have been my starter, or I thought it might have been the battery. But I just found out that it was just a loose connection, and I couldn't figure out why my shit wasn't starting. At some points, you know, it would go out and shit. It wouldn't keep a charge. And I just realized that the connection was getting loose. But I'm also, you know, pretty sure all the shit on the inside of the engine is pretty sure it's getting fucked over because I got to keep putting oil in it. And it's missing the cylinder, basically. Motherfucker don't go over 72 miles an hour without kicking out. Can't go faster than that.
What you mean, kicking out?
And without kicking out, I can't. It don't. It fucking ceases to continue to accelerate. Fucking. Yeah.
So the car just stops going at 72.
Yeah, if I try to get past 72, it doesn't go. It stops accelerating.
Do you have a digital thing that says that it's 72?
No, I got
it. Looking at the little tick marks?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. When I get to about 72, that's why I have to, I watch as I shift so it doesn't kick out on me, because it doesn't get, if it was an automatic, it wouldn't get past a certain gear. Because if it won't get that past that gear, it won't change. It won't change gears. Here I can change the gears myself manually.
So what speed it is?
72. Oh, no. It's a five speed. V6.
So in fifth gear, you're not getting past 72?
No. No. Bullshit I'm dealing with, you know? But on the other hand, you know, motherfucking people are noticing the nigga. more and more people are booking me on things and asking me to do shit. I mean, I make a name for myself when I go places. It's just I gotta get to those places. I gotta find what places will be lucrative for me to go to. That's gonna excel me. Like,
but nigga, you've been out there how? What,
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
That is half a fucking year.
Yeah.
What the fuck you expecting to just happen in half a year?
I don't know. Magic. Hollywood magic.
Yeah, niggas trying to hit the fucking lottery to get discouraged. Man, it's been 6 months.
I'm not discouraged because of that. I'm discouraged because of the scene is garbage. Like, I don't mind. I know that it's going to take time for anything to happen with the comedy out there. But I just don't want the scene to be terrible. I want it to be able to be relaxing as I go practice, you know, my bits and shit. Like out here, it was good. You know, I got to knock the rust off because out there, it's not the same. It's not the same being having to go fucking perform in front of comics that definitely don't give a fuck and ain't really trying to be your friend. You know, some people might try to be your friend if they notice that you're real good and then try to leech on to you from there. But some people just aren't genuine. And I have a really good, my reading people, I'm pretty accurate with reading people. I fucking feel the vibes. Now, certain people, I get certain vibes from them. I'm like, I can't hang with you other than, you know, being here. Right here, it's cool. I can say hey to you and all that. Other than that, then I'm on my dolo. I don't want to associate you from here on, like, because you're not the type of nigga that I would hang with. So it's just so weird. Like, I found, you know, my group of people, but nigga, out there, you know people are shiesty. You can see, you can feel it. You can feel the shiestiness in some things. And then you hear the stories, and it's like, damn, how long y'all been friends? Been friends for a minute. And just nigga just fuck over you like that? Just like that, man. It's like, wow.
But are you hearing this from other comics?
Yeah, multiple comics. Like just stories of what's been going on with them and shit. Like, this happening with their own friends and all that. And I'm like, damn, there's a lot of this happening, you know, that's out here. A lot of this shit that's going on out here like that. It's just fucking wild, man. But I'm making do. Where would you expect to have done veterinary assistance at? Would you stay in New Orleans if you was gonna do it?
Veterinary assistance?
I mean, sorry. Would it be a vet?
Yeah, I was gonna stay in New Orleans. But see, like, it wasn't long before I switched from wanting to be a vet to me wanting to go to the military.
What was your goal in the military? Like, what did you want to get from there?
I wanted to be in Special Forces. I wanted to be Marine Corps Force Recon.
Doing just reconnaissance?
No, doing fucking operations and shit. You're going to get people.
Oh. That shit. The crazy shit.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad that didn't fall through.
That's good. But then I seen them Force Recon motherfuckers out there in California running up and down the mountains with them fucking, with them packs on their back.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm straight. Ha. I had it in my head, man, why are we running? We're supposed to be fucking banging and fighting anyway. But then you go through boot camp and you see how motherfuckers can get a little fucking brainwashed into just blindly following orders like that. I'm like, man, I'm not just going to die because, no. Like, when you ask a legitimate question, motherfucker give you a legitimate answer, like, oh, we are down here at the bottom of this hill, is a dude up here at the top of this hill with a 50 cal fucking machine gun shooting down at us from a bunker. And you want all, I think it's like 30, 35 of us to rush up there and take that fucking bunker. We gonna get fucking murdered.
Y'all
gonna get shot down. It's like, man, it is 30 of y'all. I only need one of y'all to make it.
Only need one. That's it.
Like, whoa. The fuck? And everybody got bucked up about that. Yeah,
got
but
bucked
hey,
up to die?
30 to 1? That is not good odds.
Nope.
Like, we about to run out there to some casualties. A bunch of y'all not coming back from this.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's Jesus. And they just said that's what they told y'all? You don't need one of y'all to come back?
Yeah, and then we stormed the motherfucking thing. They were shooting blanks.
Yeah.
But you're still hearing this sound. This doom, 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 and everybody running. Yeah, hoorah! I'm in the back.
Dad?
Not about to train my brain into thinking that this shit is cool. This is stupid. We could have did another fucking operation on how to do this. Why we couldn't have flanked them from the sides? Why we gotta run out of cover where we at? We are in the goddamn woods, in the tree line, looking at your motherfucking ass set up on top of a hill overlooking the tree line. There's only so much turn to this motherfucker. Hey, why don't we go around the sides? Nah. Let's charge this bitch. That's what's up.
Do y'all have enough people to where? Does your mama know that y'all gonna be doing that? Do they tell your parents that y'all gonna be doing shit like that? Hey, we gonna.
Like when I went in.
Some of your kids are gonna be casualties of war.
When I went in, they actually
instructed
you on the first letter that you sent back home from boot camp. They told you what to write to your motherfucking parents.
Oh, that's terrible.
Say, hey, I made it to boot camp safely. My drill instructors are treating me fine. And I will contact you at a later date. I love you and miss you. Goodbye. Some shit like that.
Wow.
And that was your first letter that you got to mail off. Until you got, like, fucking privileges to do that type of shit. I think every dude say that over the age of 18 needs to go to fucking Marine Corps boot camp.
To learn some type of discipline and order.
Yeah, just so you can know fucking type of, well, I don't know. Not now, because they probably pussyfied it now. Like back when I went in, they were still putting their hands
back
on
in the
people.
Full Metal Jacket days.
Not way back then.
Not way back
no.
then.
No,
it's too far back then.
I mean, we had a dude that fake pretended wanted to kill himself for attention. Motherfucker went in the shower with a big razor. He ain't even pull the razors out. He just hitting his fucking wrist with the goddamn with the shaver. Like, bitch, you ain't really trying to kill yourself.
Was he going Father, Son, or was he going Holy Spirit?
He was going Holy Spirit, bitch. You want attention?
Attention.
Or you just dumb and don't know what the fuck you're doing because you just basically shaving your wrist.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
He was pretty old though. Cause like,
wait, why is that how you want to go? Wait, just because boot camp got hard, you want to fucking kill yourself?
He used to cry and shit, talk about how he missed his kids, but I feel him.
That's a bit much.
Cause I think he was like 30 something. He was old.
He was 30-something?
Yeah, when he was going through Marine Corps boot camp. That's some serious shit. Riddick Bowe tried to go through Marine Corps boot camp. He had to quit. Tell everybody that. I feel proud about that. Riddick Bowe was a motherfucking heavyweight champion of the world. Couldn't go through that Marine Corps boot camp. Hoorah. Fuck.
Huh. I'm glad I didn't do butts. It was still straining. I definitely do not like the cold. Now, like anything cold, don't put me in uncomfortable cold water. Also, in some sand. I don't want none of those combinations.
I thought I was cool with all of that.
Yeah, I thought so. I was. I thought I would be. But as I got older, I know that is not the way for me now.
Oh, now I'm talking about when I was younger. I thought
younger,
I was cool with
yeah.
all that.
Younger,
like
I would have been fine with that.
I go out in the snow with no shirt on, but no, that's because when you was doing it, you was doing it because you wanted to do it. When you forced to fucking do it, it's not the same goddamn thing. Then when I went to the fucking brig, they made me strip down to my underwear, and it was like 28 degrees outside. They had snow flurries. And made me stand there and had the nerve to say, hey, stop shivering. We ain't going inside till you stop shivering. What? Like, I could do it. I could stand outside in the cold, butt-ass naked. And I could stop shivering for like 2 minutes before it overcomes me again and I can't help it. But I could lock it up for a little bit.
What was the purpose of that?
Because I was going to jail, and it was like, fuck you, boy, you are going to jail.
Oh, well, that's different.
You got out the car like you was kingpin king shit.
Oh, the brig is jail.
Yeah. Oh. I went to motherfucking, I went down on a van. I wasn't handcuffed or nothing. Sat in the back of the van, went to sleep on my way to fucking jail, got out of that bitch yawning.
Got real comfortable.
Like, yeah, bitch, take me to jail. Like, I was Nino Brown selling fucking bags and shit. They was like, oh, for real? Take that sweatshirt off. I'm like, what? You heard me, and I am fucking Lance Corporal to you. Wait, we back to this now? Oh, shit. I done fucked up. I must have thought I was going somewhere else. TV has lied to me. I thought, hey, I'm in the military, so this is federal penalty. Fair time is fucking easy time. What? What we doing again? Oh, okay, so take your shirt off. That was it. Oh, so you Superman, huh? Alright. Hey, you can take them pants off for me? Oh. Hey, we not going inside? The fuck up. Turn around and face that fence in my damn boxers. Son, when I showed up there, it was like 4 o'clock. It turned dark before he let me fucking go inside.
That's terrible.
And then I had been at work all day. Didn't get to go home, take a shower. They got me fresh from work. Come on, let's go.
Got you fresh for it. All right, so what did you have to go to the brig for?
Stank.
Huh?
What?
So what did you have to go to the brig for?
For marijuana.
What about the marijuana?
For selling and smoking marijuana.
Oh, in the military, as a Marine.
As a Marine.
Interesting. It's a very interesting life.
But now it's about to become fucking legal.
About
so,
to become legal.
So that shit really don't fucking matter for nothing. It does matter for something because I got kicked out of that bitch. So.
But you didn't need to be there anyway. Like,
it really fucking matters. It's a. I guess.
Yeah, well, true, but not true because you'd probably be one of those.
The girl stayed in the same.
Doing,
the girl stayed in the whole time. Retired like 20 years. Yes, he was in the Air Force.
That's different.
The girl was supposed to go to the fucking Marines with me on the buddy system. We were supposed to go everywhere together. That motherfucker said, yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to do some
at the last minute.
Shit.
At the last minute. Man, he had signed up and everything.
The girl is scared to go across bridges. I'm pretty sure he did not. He did not want to do the shit that you wanted to do. And it's good that you didn't continue with that because it don't seem like shit. It seems like the shit that you wanted to do would have you like a jarhead now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be one of the knuckleheaded jarheads.
Uh-uh.
I was all into the real physical shit of everything. The fucking, the gladiator poles, they call them pubic sticks.
Yeah.
Fucking mastered that shit. I was out there. I was like, oh, this is nothing but a bow staff. Oh, what? This red one is my knife and this one is my butt stroke? Oh, I'm about to decapitate niggas. These niggas is not ready for what I got. Oh, my goodness. I loved it. I don't think they allow them to do that anymore, neither.
Can't do the
bow staff. Oh, man, because it was like the fucking Terror Dome out there with that shit.
You were one of the reasons why I also took Taekwondo. We both did that at the same time, though. I think there was something that we saw that was the reason why we both took Taekwondo.
What you mean, something that we saw?
I don't know. It just seemed like we both had the idea. I don't know. I was very young.
So, yeah. I always wanted to take some kind of martial arts. Like, I forgot who it was, but they used to take me to fucking Blue Lion tournaments.
And
I used to sit there and watch the Blue Lion tournaments. And that's karate.
Yeah.
I think it probably was Uncle Dwayne.
Because fucking Dwayne was in those classes. He was in the Blue Lion Academy. Yeah.
Lil Dwayne was in the Blue Lion Academy?
Yep.
But, I mean, we never could, like, go
all the way to where their gym?
No, I couldn't go to any kind of karate because I guess my dad and them couldn't fucking pay for it. They couldn't afford it back then. But then when it got to the point to where he could, that's when motherfucker was able to go.
And that's when we did Taekwondo, which I think is way better than karate. Leg dexterity is amazing.
Yeah, like I can still kick, like, and can't understand how other people can't kick like that. Just kicking your leg up and how they look all awkward and stupid and shit kicking their leg up. I'm like, wait, what? You're like, man, you ain't supposed to do that. Wait, didn't know that you. Like, shit look weird. Like, everybody looks at Holly Holm doing the question mark kick.
Yeah.
Nigga, that was a twist kick to us in Taekwondo. Looked like a regular fucking. Nah, it's not a regular kick.
No, it's definitely not a regular kick.
But I mean, it was a twist kick.
Turn the hips, strike it down. That is, Taekwondo was. I really enjoy. I wish, like, my mind wasn't so young that I would have stayed in it. Has that purple belt, but I felt accomplished.
See, I want to play outside.
Also, yes.
I want to play with my friends.
I also wanted to play with my friends because this is taking away from my friend time, and I don't give a fuck about this about this punchy, kicky shit. I mean, I did, which was cool, but
not enough to keep missing with my motherfucking friends.
Yeah, my friends was having a good time outside, and I definitely wanted to continue.
Like, it is the summertime. I have to go every day.
No. We don't want this. I need to have my childhood. And it's great. That was great that Dad, you know, let us do what we wanted.
Fucking.
Kind of, sort of.
Whatchamacallit was shocked that Shaq had to go twice a week. Like, twice a week, man. I went every day. Like every day, because she was going to dance school once a week, just like on
once
the weekend.
A week,
yeah, and I was like, that's a suck ass dance school. Rosalind went to class every day.
You can't just go once a week. You ain't gonna remember shit once a week.
That's when I seen the different levels of the fucking of dance academies and shit.
Yeah,
like the dance academy that Jasmine was in is a way lower level than what Rosalind was in. Dari Panino rocking them people.
Wow.
Remember Rock from All-Star?
Yeah.
Not the old man Rock, but the dude Rock. The little young dude. His name was Rock too.
Oh, shit.
I remember old Rock with the motherfucking drop top spider.
Drop top spider, nigga, Mitsubishi spider.
Combing them Homer Simpson hairs that he got left on his fucking head.
Every time he always picked up old ass lady.
Man, wasn't that motherfucker cheese. From down in the bayou?
Yeah, he'd always say,
talk that shit.
Oh no, man.
Oh no.
Oh no, man. You can't do him like that now, yeah. Like, all right, Rock.
That motherfucker would never let you use his goddamn tools.
Nah. You should have your own tools,
man. He's like, oh, you ain't got no tools, man. What, you broke? You out here making all this money? Man, fuck you, Rock. Stupid ass always got a story about this whole fucking 50-year-old bitch that you done picked up. That's why you driving the spider today. Because, oh, we're going on the fucking lake there. All right. Construction, you run into some fucking characters.
You don't understand the type of world that's out there besides what you see. Oh man, only if you get. Now we're getting to see more of the crazies nowadays. We're getting to see more of the crazies.
Yeah, man, it's a different kind of construction worker that's coming around now. Like nigga that I'm working with right now said that he used to blow with fucking Roy.
Wow.
Charles Claire, because you worked with Roy too, huh?
Ain't that
he worked for all sorts. So he worked for Billy. He worked for Mike.
Yeah, that all-star team, boy. I mentioned all-star before in the beginning of this podcast. And yeah, they put me through it, but yeah, it's racist motherfuckers. Racist, family-oriented, wealthy bastards.
Hey, All-Star got you ready to deal with motherfucking electrical companies and construction in the general.
Real life. I gave my kudos and my props to them. I mean, they got a nigga to where, you know, I can sustain myself now. Like, this is how I'm able to still pay for shit and still, you know, make this trip down to New Orleans because I have the knowledge of an electrician because of All-Star Electric. Because of them niggas, I'm able to survive on this goddamn dream that I'm fucking trying to catch. Feet ain't fast enough. It's there though. You feel something. It feels like something's gonna happen. It feels like something's gonna pop off.
Feels like we should have been out of Louisiana. We was just going across the little booty part.
Just getting into Lake Charles. Damn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had to make that motherfucking drive across the great state of Texas.
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. I tell people.
Took a day, didn't it?
It took a very long time to get through Texas. Like, but me being by myself, I didn't notice where I was at. I just kept driving and made sure that I was driving to where I needed to be driving to. So, like, I had no idea. Because motherfuckers was like, yeah, make sure you gas up when you get to such and such. Make sure you gas up, when you get to the desert or before you get to the desert. Nigga, I ain't even see the desert. I missed that bitch. Like, it was dark, but I guess when I crossed the desert, but nigga, I was gone, son. 23 hours and 2 grams of weed, and that's it. That's all I had. 2 grams. Because motherfucking Claude, all he could give me was 2 grams before a nigga left. He was like, yeah, man, that's all I can get. I was like, nigga! I was like, what am I gonna do with this? Nigga, I had to make a stretch. I had to make a motherfucking stretch.
Claude?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you was in Texas.
Yeah, I left out from Texas, and it was, I was appreciative of it. I was like, God damn. Oh, that was nerve-wracking, huh?
Fucking right.
Yeah, I don't like that. Son, it's so weird. I had this same conversation with Kamara, son. It's so weird, because out in L.A., I don't worry about none of that shit. I have no worry about riding around, and you know, I roll up when I ride around in LA. Because nigga, shit's legal. Down here, son, it's a totally different vibe.
Allegedly. Like, I don't think it's not legal to roll up in your car when you're about to operate a motor vehicle.
Or
so.
Smoking in it. Yeah, you can do that. But I mean, you can still smoke in your car.
If you're not driving.
Either or. Motherfucker, you're not going to get in trouble for having weed in your car. Even if I'm not rolling up.
Not going to get in trouble with that. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, if I just got weed in my car, it don't even matter. Nigga, I can have it on the seat when they pull a nigga over. Ain't shit going to happen.
You can have a whole fucking pound sitting right there.
A whole bunch of it. Nigga, it's so wild, son. Nigga just got to. Nigga, the only thing a nigga worry about is like, oh, man, I ain't got a fucking L.A. license yet. They going to bug on a nigga. But other than that, nigga, I don't worry about shit else.
Hey, but the first time it happened around the cop, wasn't you nervous in the motherfucker?
Hell yeah, nigga. Because two of them came up. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't know how y'all cops operate out here, but it seems like y'all shoot niggas on sight as well. So, you know, I'ma just fucking keep my calm.
Son, coming back from Texas, I'm in the motherfucking car. And we driving, and I'm doing 70, and then the fucking police is coming up behind me, and I see them. So I get over, and they got this fucking truck that comes on the highway. I get over into the fast lane. Now I'm doing 70. The police comes up. He comes up behind the motherfucking truck. The truck is booking it. So I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? Don't feel comfortable going more than 70 with this fucking cop right here.
No.
Nigga, the speed limit is 75. So I'm allowed to go 80.
Right.
I'm doing 70. Right. That cop motherfucker slowed down, swung behind me, got behind me and fucking lit my ass up.
Oh shit.
Pulled me over. Wrote me a ticket for going too slow in the fast lane.
That makes it scary. It's like, oh fuck, what did I do?
Wait, nigga, wasn't you there?
Yeah, that was when he was following Claude.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
And the only reason they didn't fucking search the goddamn car.
Because we had the baby in the back.
Because Jasmine was back there being cute.
Yeah, ooh, that was scary, son. Son, you notice people's face. Like, Kamari, well, I was riding with Kamari, son, who was having a dead-on conversation.
Nigga, this nigga bridge just looks like we are going to heaven.
Oh, this bitch high as fuck. Nigga, my car wouldn't make it up this bridge. Nigga, we are in the car, son, and nigga, fucking, I don't see the cops no more. Like, people be seeing the cops down here now. You know how motherfuckers, you can spot them from a mile away? Because you already got that keen eye. Like, I'm just looking for them anyways.
Yes.
Nigga, I don't even think about it, nigga. So I'm just rolling up, not noticing. And nigga, I just realized he just paused in the middle of his sentence and stopped talking. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh. Nigga, and I see cops. I just see it in his face. His whole demeanor changes. And his asshole tightens up. You can tell. You can tell when a nigga asshole tightens up because that's when the nervousness sets in. Motherfucker is real nervous. Just like, oh man, I don't want to get pulled over for dumb shit. Like my license is suspended. Not saying his license is suspended, anything like that. But any stupidness that can get you in a bind for the weekend, you know? It's like, nigga, it's Friday. See, or it's like, Thursday, nigga. If I go to jail now.
You didn't just feel that? Off of instinct, how high I drop down in speed because I see the fucking blue lights way up there.
Oh, yeah, they are. I did understand that. Nope.
As soon as I see the lights, I already start planning my duck sequence. Like, okay, they got a truck right here, and they got this car right here. So if I stay in between them, that cop car has to pull out. Look, I could bang in between them, but see, this motherfucker would have fucked it up.
Yeah.
Then I would have had to give space for a nigga to be able to get behind me. Cause I will duck off on them hoes real quick. If I think, oh, you done made too many moves that's quite like mine, I'm getting off.
Gotta get off.
Or if I'm in the neighborhood already, you going too slow. I'm pulling in the driveway right here. This is my aunt's house for today. Go to getting out my car till they pass by. Yeah, everybody got spooked on.
Everybody does. I hate when cops be on the road and they be driving and they go at a certain speed limit, but it ain't the real speed limit. But nobody wants to pass them.
I think they be playing doing that shit.
Don't you think so too? So yeah. I swear they be playing, dude.
Because they do it for a minute. And then you'll see them just zoom away. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Like, bitch, you could have been did that.
Son, I've watched them go. Are they trying to catch somebody?
No. Or they are just getting off from work. Because their lights don't be on. They just getting off from work. They're going home. And they in autopilot going home. And they just driving. And then they take a peek in their rearview mirror and see how the line of traffic behind them. And they like, I'm in a cop car.
My bad.
And then that's why they zoom off.
Oh, that's a, I never would have thought
it could
of
be, yeah.
I never would have thought of that right there. I always just thought all these niggas is being assholes.
Oh,
ain't nobody about to pass them.
There's always that one brave
one.
That passes in a motherfucking, hey, it's an expensive car.
I
so you know that,
I
they,
see that one brave
you got
one
all your paperwork right.
Usually that one brave one always gets pulled over. Usually. I finally got you on one of these podcasts. I finally got you on something. This has been good. This has been a fun little talk. It's been about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I feel like this is the real evolution. Like, I'm the Charlie Murphy to your Eddie Murphy, but you don't like trannies and I'm still alive. Because you kind of fell back from comedy. A little bit. And you're just doing poetry.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Because Charlie Murphy wasn't really
like
a comedian.
Like trannies, how though?
What?
How we liking on trannies? Like,
oh, he was fucking them. He was picking them up and fucking them. That's what Eddie
like
Murphy was
like,
doing.
I don't like trannies like that, though.
Don't you think that's why he coming back out now with his comedy special, going on tour, dropping movies?
Because
trannies are okay now.
Yeah. No, this is the
nigga,
perfect
time. That's why he disappeared and just did movies.
You can't berate him.
Because when you doing movies, the critics only have to talk about your movie. They can't talk about your past stuff. You can put that in your writer. Like, bitch, you better not bring up my past stuff. I am playing a donkey.
Culture. It's PC now.
You better.
PC now, you can't say
it's
shit.
It's all good now. Malik Yoba came out and said he touching dicks. So.
That high.
So, you know, I was the greatest comedian fucking ever. Dave Chappelle is out here killing shit. Watch me do it.
I want to watch Bill Burr's stand up special. I haven't seen his yet.
Did you see Ian's?
No. I haven't seen Ian's yet. But yeah, they said Bill Burr came out expensive as well. So Dave Mars roommate said he couldn't listen to it. He was like, I couldn't do it. So I was like, what? I gotta check it out. I'm a big fan of him.
Bill Burr was offensive?
He's always offensive.
But no, they're saying that he was offensive to where you couldn't listen to him.
I guess that's what they said. Or it might have just been bad that he just couldn't do it. Couldn't listen to it. I don't know. But
like, that's crazy to say. Because I can listen to a whole fucking racist rap album by the fucking Klan.
Yeah, but not everybody's the same.
No, I'm saying, like, it won't kill me, physically harm me. Like, I can listen to it.
Of course not, but...
And then joke about what the fuck they just fucking said.
Yeah.
His words. Like, you think people really be getting that offended?
With you, I'm pretty sure it's still garbage music. You know, I'm pretty sure it'd be like mumble rap. I just refuse to listen to that.
But the racist country songs, they're kind of funny. I don't think they're meant to be funny to them, but they're kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you fucked up for making them, but hey, it's kind of funny. Because if you're just hearing it, like say you're hearing it on the radio, what's the difference between you hearing it on the radio and you hearing somebody say it in a movie? You don't actually get mad at that person because they said it in the movie. How many people mad at Quentin Tarantino?
A lot of people got mad at that shit.
a lot of people got mad, but now you made a movie that dissed Bruce Lee. So now people mad at you for something else. They forgot that you just say nigga all the goddamn time.
You gotta have your haters.
But I mean, it's not him or how he's saying it to you. He's not coming and giving off the old look. I'm being violent with my words with it.
I'll be waiting. You just for heard him say. I'm like, ooh, he gonna drop a nigga in this movie.
Oh, every movie. You're like, oh, this is my artistic.
It's like waiting. It's like waiting on Stan Lee in the movie. You know Stan Lee gonna show up
in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, you just wondering when. It's like, ooh, the nigga gonna be there. I'm just wondering when he gonna drop it.
And when he comes,
it's like, oh yes, there's the nigga.
That's kind of fucking sad. The next one that comes out will have no Stan. No Stan Lee fucking cameo. Far From Home was the last time that he did one.
They have no like extras that he did just to put him in like green screen or something.
Nigga, he had dead nine and he had shot nine in the can when they thought that he was gonna be gone, and he stuck around a little bit longer. I think they couldn't keep making him do it because he was getting old.
They used all nine?
I think they did. But I mean, they might have something, some film of them somewhere. What, they're gonna sandwich it in somewhere?
I mean, he could do a whole bunch of voice shit.
I don't think his daughter letting him do that shit right now, anyway. Cause she on Sony's side with the whole Spider-Man thing.
This has been Tell Me a Joke. Got a line of chasing the tree.
Oh.
I've been your host, Kyle Smith. This is my brother. I'm gonna say your name again.
Oh, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
The first one.
And this computer is burning my balls right now. So, we're gonna end this. Till next time, folks. Y'all have a good one. Goodbye.
Peace.